Cold Harbor by Jack Higgins. The military hospital occupied the top of a hill overlooking Washington, D.C. The view of the nation's capital and the hospital's park-like grounds were intended to reassure the soldiers sent there from battles in Europe and the Pacific. But the man sitting across from the hospital's director was blind to the amenities of the setting. Brigadier Dougal Munro was 65, white-haired and engagingly ugly man in an ill-fitting suit of Donegal tweed. He wore a pair of steel-rimmed spectacles, British Army issue. "But is he fit? That's what I need to know, Doctor," Munro was saying. Commander Lawrence wore a white surgical coat over his uniform. "You mean physically?" He opened the file in front of him. "Martin here is 46 years of age, Brigadier. He took 3 pieces of shrapnel in his left lung and spent 3 days in a life raft. It's a miracle he's still around." "Yes, I take your point," Munro said. "Hare was a professor at Harvard," Lawrence continued. "A naval reserve officer, because he was a famous yachtsman with connections in all the right places. When the war starts, he gets himself on PT boats at the age of 43. Lawrence leafed through the file. "Every damned battle area in the Pacific, every medal there is, including 2 Navy crosses. Then that final business at Telugu. A Japanese destroyer blew him half out of the water, so he rammed her and set off an explosive charge. He should have died." Munro smiled. "All of which doesn't go to answer my question. Is he fit?" Lawrence shrugged. "Physically, yes. In the head, who knows? He certainly suffered from depression of the reactive kind, but that passes. He sleeps badly, seldom leaves his room. He gives the distinct impression..."